It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
This about me, but as a kid, I wanted to be a skateboarder.
Yeah, bless. I think everyone went through that stage, or probably there's a lot of people still in that stage.
Yeah, which I wish I was in that stage. Went to Speakeys, got myself a skateboard.
Nice.
Had the Speakey skateboard.
Yeah.
But just could not hack it. Like, I was so bad.
I've seen you pop an ollie in the hallway here.
No, you haven't.
On Billings' board.
You definitely
guy
haven't.
Guy that works in promotions.
I was the kid that would be trying tricks on the grass because I wasn't competent on the asphalt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And got to a stage where Ryan Sheckler.
You know, I had his skateboard.
So do I.
I had, so it was signed by him.
Yeah, I met him.
Like, oh, did you? Because it was like at the X Games or something. And then he was there and he was like, what? 8 or something ridiculous.
Yes,
I've still got it. Still got the board.
I can't believe you know Ryan Sheckler.
Yeah, mate.
So he has got a really big tattoo from shoulder to shoulder saying Sheckler. And I loved him so much. I wanted to get Sunderland.
No, my God. Thank God you did it.
On my back.
I mean, no offense.
No, no.
Rock whatever you want to. But that's one of those things that I feel like you're a kid and you're like, oh, yeah.
That is what I wanted so bad. And I begged Mum. Like, I begged. And Mum goes, no, definitely not. And when you're 18, you can make your own decision. But when you're living under my roof, you will not be getting that tattoo.
Thank God our parents had that convo with us.
Legit. Yeah. I'm so grateful. But also a massive fan of Tony Hawk.
Like, he's the OG.
He had the game on PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Pro Skater, yeah.
I spent my life playing
best
that
soundtrack.
Oh, how good
the
was
soundtracks
it?
Were always just amazing.
You want to be Tony Hawk so bad.
It's one of those games that you'd be happy to watch someone else play just because you'd be chilling there with the soundtrack.
Jump in the warehouse, smash windows.
Love it.
But it can't, you can be Tony Hawk now. You can literally have the skill and ability of Tony Hawk. I think this is so cool. A company has created skateboards using Tony Hawk's blood. Now, that sounds really gross, but I think it is so cool.
Hang on. Kind of like how Lil Nas X made the shoes with a drop of his blood.
Yeah, well,
Is this like the next installment?
So what they've done with the blood is they've just used it in the paint to paint the board, like the deck.
Oh, okay.
So he's teamed up with a drink manufacturer, Liquid Death, to make a limited edition run of boards.
Yeah.
They're priced at $500 each.
Okay.
And there are only 100 made.
That's pretty good for only 100 made. I guarantee someone's buying 10 of them and then selling them for $500,000
each. Bad news is they're already all sold out.
Okay, there you go.
He goes, I'm deeply thankful to have a connection with my fans. This collaboration is taking those connections to a new level as I'm literally putting my blood, brackets, and soul, into these decks.
So they've got him hooked up. They're taking the blood out. They're like, look, Tony, if you could just put some tears into this as well. That'll look really good. That'll mix well with the paint. If you go to the toilet, we'd love to catch a sample of that.
Oh, Loggy.
Oh, yeah. And that's the gross thing, is it?
I think so.
The blood board doesn't make you sound like that?
No, I want one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Adam in the studio right now.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
I've got a pop quiz for you, mate.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh. All right. It's National Dog Day.
Yep.
Every time a dog stretches.
Yep.
Do you have to say, oh, big stretch?
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Thank
you.
Come
on, Adam.
That's legislation, isn't it?
It is. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Come on.
Every time, big stretch. It's normally the downward dog, like the paws
big stretch,
in front.
You know, like you go up and then come back down. Yeah.
Yes. And then, because it's the front stretch and then there's the back one.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, little chicken tenders in the back.
Nobody's saying that.
Yeah, they do.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
It's hard for me to have to share bad news from time to time. You know, it's not what I want to do. But we're the messenger.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. As awkward as it is, you just got
to
do it.
Exactly. And that's what happened last week when I came to you and said, fans of OnlyFans.
Yes.
Look, things are coming to an end, right? They're not going to be able to show explicit content anymore on OnlyFans.
You know what I did hear, though, as well during the week?
Mm.
That there are some really high-profile chefs on OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're not doing the explicit stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're saying, hey, I've got this epic restaurant.
Yeah.
Follow me and I'll teach you how to make a tiramisu
or
a pavlova.
In the nude.
And I'll be naked.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. It is. It was originally for being like, hey, get the behind scenes of Andy and Ben on the block.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Watch me screw in
yeah.
like a nail on a house, yeah. that type of thing. And then it kind of turned into, hey, also, why? I could show you pictures of my feet, but why don't you pay me for that?
I don't know how someone thought I can make money to get naked on a platform.
I think they've been doing it. I think that was
actually,
the original.
Yeah.
It's not
true.
A new idea.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And one of the only industries that women get paid more than men. Thank you very much.
Is it really?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I
so
didn't
there
know
you go.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Pay us what we're worth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so basically OnlyFans came out, and I believe it was last week, and said, hey, the banks, due to them, they fund us. So that we can bring you this app. And they're not really happy.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a little bit too explicit. So we're going to have to change things. From October 1st, there's not going to be any of that naughty content that you know and love.
Mm.
Okay? We're going to just, you know, bring some restrictions in and just make sure OnlyFans is a bit more of a streamlined platform in regards to just seeing nice content behind the scenes.
Yeah, which you sort of think if someone's gone down this avenue of creating an account and doing the explicit stuff,
mm-hmm.
it might be hard for them to transition back into a 9-to-5 job.
Well, so many people make money from this platform. There
a
are
lot.
So many stories. I mean,
yes.
one of which is a teacher. Her name is Courtney Tiller or Tillier. She left teaching
yep.
and now OnlyFans is her main employment.
Now you
and that's
would,
how she gets her money.
You'd argue that she wouldn't be able to go back to teaching.
Oh, hell no. They
no.
didn't let her,
no.
right? There would
yep.
be an uproar. You
yep.
just know it.
Oh.
And so she was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do and you're literally giving me basically a month to sort it out.
Yeah.
Now, everyone, it's okay. OnlyFans are back in business. So don't worry about it. They've decided, you know what? We've heard your voices. We've heard your concerns. And we're not going ahead with that policy change, baby.
What?
I don't know about that audio. Nothing's ever going to keep you down.
Or because things will be...
Andy.
Well, I don't know. Hang on. You...
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Going to Southwest London for this one, mate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's the correct...
You're right. Yeah. London is a weird place, isn't
it? It is, because it's got so many glorious accents. Doesn't matter. You can go north, south, east, west. It's just a rich bounty.
How did you find the people? Were they friendly to you over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I love the peeps in London.
In the streets, though, when you're walking the streets, no one's smiling at you.
No, because we've got things to do. We can't be smiling at tourists all the time.
Even when I'm in the car driving around Geelong and, like, I see pedestrians, I give them, like, a weird sort of, like, smirk, like a...
Guess what? Your face is up at the post office wanted for freaking people out.
Yeah, probably.
And you can't just smile at people all the time, just turn around in the car and, like... Hey.
Yeah, no, but it's just a smirk.
Yeah,
no,
I do.
No
I
teeth,
do smirk too.
And it's just like a little, oh, hey. And even like if I'm getting a coffee
yeah.
and I'm passing someone going in and I'm leaving,
yeah,
it's a smirk. It's
yeah, like, yeah, yeah. And now with the mask, so you got to smirk with the eyes.
You see it in the eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. Look, I'm not sure about what this guy thinks, although I know that he's just had enough in regards to his job, right? So his name is Edgar. He has claimed that the restaurant owner where he works as a waiter, Alessandro, is the guy that owns the restaurant. He's not been very nice to him.
Yeah, okay.
And he's left and now he's been given unfair dismissal by a judge, right?
You never sort of want that to happen. You want to leave on like, okay, yeah, I'm moving on to something else.
Yeah.
Thanks for employing me.
Yeah.
See you later.
I'm gone. But this guy's like, I cannot do it anymore. I'm going, but guess what? You forced me out the door, so I'm going to go for unfair dismissal. I'm going to unfair dismissal myself.
Oh.
Right? Basically.
Okay, yeah. So what did he do for unfair dismissal?
So, well, apparently, Alessandro, the boss, this is what he did to Edgar, right? apparently he broke wind in front of customers yes. and then wafted it towards Edgar.
Yes!
This left him frozen, he said.
Oh, frozen shot.
No.
No,
Hang on.
Come on.
Also, he burped in his face. And, like, wafted that. He would burp loudly in his face in front of other customers. He would lie down on one of the restaurant side benches. This is the boss.
Okay, yeah,
right?
You can lie down on a side bench. That's fine.
No, you cannot. Why there's bloody punters in the restaurant?
You own the restaurant.
So what? You're not...
I think the farting's okay and the cupcaking, like okay. throwing it at
no,
people.
Okay, we're sitting at a table, right? We're having a lovely meal. Old mate comes up, hey, can I take your order? And the boss is like, check this out.
No.
Cupcake.
He's not farting on customers.
He's doing it in front of customers.
He's doing it in front of them to the waiter.
That is terrible behaviour.
No, it's not. The burping is slightly
okay,
gross.
Okay, what about this? Then he's like, oi, Edgar, check this out. I've got a photo of my poo. You want to see it?
Oh! No, that's not that bad.
That's terrible behaviour. No, anyway, the tribunal have ruled, right?
Yeah.
They took him to court and they're like, well, this sounds bad. Alessandro came in and said, I was just being funny, right? And, you know, I've got this... Apparently, he's got a problem with his guts. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not his fault that he's got a problem and he's got uncontrollable gas. And he said, I was just trying to make light of the situation because I live with uncontrollable gas and I was just trying to bring a bit of humour into my life, Judge.
Logs, I love it and I don't see any harm in it. I'm just saying you are so lucky we are not Snapchat friends because the stuff that I send to my mates, you would never talk to me ever again. You're fully repulsed. Maybe we should become Snapchat friends and
no,
see what happens.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to see what I get up to?
No. I don't.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Logs, I love theme parks. Like, I am a sucker.
Yeah.
Movie World, Dream World. SeaWorld, they don't really have too many crazy rides. But
yeah, and they've also got animals in captivity, which just is not nice.
Oh, that's also fair.
And so you're giving them money to keep those animals in captivity so that you can have a good time. I mean, that's just my thought.
I also did Disneyland a couple of years ago.
Where?
So that was California.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it Anaheim?
Anaheim yeah.
in California.
Yeah.
And I was like, Disneyland's going to be epic. I'd been before when I was really young.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, yes, they're going to have sick rides. Got there and I was like, where are all the scary rides? Like,
there are some scary rides.
Space Mountain, not scary. You don't
Space Mountain is amazing.
You don't go upside down. Mm. My theory is if I'm fully harnessed into a ride, it's going to be a good ride because I get to go upside down and do stuff like that.
So you want to do upside down?
If it's a little bar going across my leg, I'm like, this is not going to faze me in the slightest. Yeah. I want the rush.
Okay.
I feel like you don't like going upside down.
No. So I notoriously terrified of heights, terrified of roller coasters. I never went on. But because it was like 2018, 2019, went through a breakup, left my job, you know what I mean, moved or whatever, I just wanted to feel again.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to feel feelings. So that's why I went on all the roller coasters in the States. And my family were like, what is going on? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I just want to feel again.
But did it feel good?
Yeah, it was good. Now, I don't think I would go on one.
What?
I've changed. 2019, Lauren, long gone. But it was a time. And what a great time it was.
I love it. If I could sit on a roller coaster all day... It
depends
for
me.
No.
I need to check the system.
I love getting thrown about.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. And the fastest accelerating roller coaster in the world has been suspended after multiple riders reported suffering broken bones.
Oh,
so this
Jesus.
Thing is so fast, people have broken their bones and they said, okay, right, something's not good here. We're going to have to shut it down. Since December, at least 6 people sustained broken fractures after riding a roller coaster at the popular Fuji Q Highland Park.
Okay.
So you look at
Where's
the odds,
that?
You look at the odds there.
Fuji Q is like Japanese or something.
Yeah, it's a Japanese sort of
place.
Yeah,
yeah.
It goes from 0 to 180 kilometres in 1.56 seconds, making it the quickest roller coaster in the world. How good, like I...
That's like you getting fired out of a gun or something, isn't it?
I don't know. I just love the thought of that.
It's broken bones! Yeah!
It's thought that the issue could be to do with the rapid acceleration, which at its peak is more than 3 times the force of gravity.
Yeah, so what you're doing is you're putting normal punters in like what you put astronauts in before they go into space.
Yeah.
It's going to cause some issues, I imagine.
And it has. When you look at it, 6 broken bones over what, 8 months? That's not that bad.
Mate, like you're talking, it depends what bone, right?
It's broken, an arm.
Bro, okay, so it's arms. So
yeah.
It's all arms.
Oh, no, actually, no, I've assumed that.
A few necks
that.
In there.
Yeah, no, sustained bone fractures.
Yeah.
It may not be arms. I thought it would be arms because people are putting their hands out to, like, stop.
Yeah.
It
now,
could be
now
a little
still
worse.
Up for it?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure anymore.
Okay.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logs.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
Logs, we played a bit of Bryan Adams the other day here on K-Rock, and I said, oh, I went and saw him in concert. Absolutely loved it. Christmas 2018. We saw him in 2019, Mum and I. And for Christmas, wrote a really heartfelt card.
Yep.
Grew up listening to Bryan Adams as a kid. Mum loved him. So I bought 2 tickets and presented it in a card and said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Mum then said to my stepdad, Sam, Sammy, we're going to see Bryan Adams in concert.
Yeah.
Andrew's got us tickets. And I was sort of like, hang on a second. Yeah, I've given you tickets for Christmas, but I thought it would be really nice if you and I went together. So I sort of pulled Mum aside into the kitchen and I was like, hey, I thought it would be really nice if you and I went together to see Bryan Adams because I got you the tickets.
Yeah.
And Mum was like, oh, yeah, of course. If you want to do that, I thought that's just what we would do because I got you the tickets.
Yeah.
So then Mum had to break it to Sammy, my stepdad, saying, hey, look, unfortunately, Sammy, I'm going to take Andrew to see Bryan Adams rather than you.
Yeah.
And you got your backup saying you can't do that.
No. The thing is, Andy, you need to go about things appropriately, all right?
What's wrong with that?
If you are giving someone 2 tickets, yeah, you might want to be asked, right? But that cannot be a guarantee. If you give someone 2 tickets to someone, you are saying, these are yours now. You do with them as you will.
No.
Yes.
No.
What you could have done and what you should have done was say, Mum, guess who's taking you to Bryan Adams?
Oh, and then given her the
given
2 tickets?
Given her one. No.
Oh.
Given her 1 ticket. The 2 tickets, giving someone 2 tickets implies that that is theirs now. You do not have any say over who that person takes.
No way.
That is what gifting 2 tickets is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If you were to give me 2 tickets to a day on the green or whatever, I'd be like, epic. All right, sweet. How are we getting out there?
No,
I would
assume
we're going together.
No, that is incorrect. I'm telling you, these are the rules. I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you what the rules are.
I've been around for a while. I've never heard these rules.
So, for example, right? You and your siblings, you all chuck in and you get your mum some tickets, right?
That's different because there's siblings involved.
No, 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 but why?
Well, because I've got 2 older sisters.
Yeah.
And we give mum 2 tickets.
Yeah.
She's not taking all 3 of us.
No, so who is she taking then?
Well, she's got to pick someone else.
Oh. It's her choice, is it?
No.
It's her choice, is it?
No, you're trying to spin it in a
way. I'm not trying to spin
it. You're trying to spin it is exactly what you're doing.
If you give someone 2 tickets, that is up to them to decide who they want to take. They do not have to take the gift giver.
I completely disagree. And Geelong and the Surf Coast, I really want your help here. Back me up.
Tanya in Lovely Banks, who do you agree with on this one?
You, Loggy, 100%.
Thank you.
It will be nice to be... It will be nice to be considered to go, but you've given the tickets away.
Exactly.
So
Tanya, have you been...
You wanted to go, you give them one.
Yeah.
Have you been in this position before where you've been gifted 2 tickets?
No, but I've done it the other way around, and I was hoping I'd be taken, but I wasn't.
Oh.
And you didn't say something to them?
Nah.
What? Nah. I can't believe it.
Well, you shouldn't have gifted them 2 then.
Yes,
that's
you should.
Hard way.
Exactly. And now she knows.
Well, I didn't learn the hard way. I just said, Mum, you're taking me to Bryan
Adams.
You
guilted her into it. So that's 1 Loggy, 0 Andy.
All right.
Let's see if we can make it a clean sweep with Leslie from Ocean Grove. What do you say, Leslie?
Hi, Loggy. I totally agree with you, and especially in the example given. Mm. If you gift your mum two tickets, yeah. you rob her of the joy of that gift if you tell her who she has to take.
Thank you.
And we do this a lot with our children. Mm-hmm. We give them two tickets so that they can choose who they'd like to take to a concert.
Now, well, that is beautiful.
Or whatever.
Yeah. It is nice, but Leslie, surely you'd think your mother, you're not guilting your mother into taking her son.
Well, you shouldn't guilt her. If you want to take her to the concert, then you keep one ticket and you say to her, Mum, I'm taking you to the concert with me so that we can have some mother and son time together.
Sing it, Leslie!
Simple.
Woo! I can't believe I've been doing it wrong. This, I genuinely feel bad.
Do you know what, Andy?
Now.
You've been educated. Boom!
Yeah, cop that. K-Rock.